Hello, my name is Riley Finnegan, and my project was on creating a multimedia digital archive of Indian Rock Arch in Yosemite National Park. I worked with a really great team of people to do this, including different undergraduate students from the University of Utah and Salt Lake Community College. So there have been some recent collapses of notable rock arches around the world, and this has highlighted the need to both understand the mechanics of these collapses and also to develop ways of documenting these culturally valuable landforms. And so in the Sierra Nevada range of California, there are only 5 documented arches, and in Yosemite National Park, there's only 1. And so we created a digital archive of this arch as a preservation tool. To do this project, we brought 3 seismometers to the arch in Yosemite, and we simply placed the seismometers directly on the arch to record its natural ambient vibrations. And so we didn't attach the seismometer, it's not invasive, and the vibrations of the arch are happening all the time, and so we're able to capture the vibrational fingerprint of this arch. The top middle figure in my poster shows what's called a power spectral density plot, and this is taking the natural vibration data of the arch and deconstructing it into the frequencies that the arch naturally vibrates at. And so the power is on the y-axis and the frequencies are on the x-axis. And so we can see that there are different natural frequencies of this arch, including around 6 or 7 hertz, around 9 hertz, around 10.5 hertz. And there's some higher order modes as well. We also created a 3D photogrammetry model, which the process is shown on the right panel in my poster. And so what we do is we took ground-based photos of the arch all the way around it and then used a software to compile these photos into the model of the arch. And we use this model for understanding our field data better and also as a preservation tool. The final archive is in the bottom middle panel of the poster, and this is including a website where the natural vibrations of the arch are sped up to a point where they become audible for humans. And so this is a really special way of being able to experience this arch, and it records the arch in a different way than maybe photos or videos. And so again, this isn't the sound of the arch, but it's rather the natural vibrations that happen to become audible once they're sped up. And so you can find the website linked in my poster and also a QR code to go visit it. And the vibrations are sped up from 5 to 25 times. And it's a really interesting way to be able to experience and also to preserve this arch. Additionally, we are working with some schools in the Yosemite area to share with them a base shaker tactile transducer setup for experiencing the arch vibration data through the surface that the base shaker is placed on. And so the students can connect the base shaker to the sped up arch vibrations, and then the listener is able to feel the arch vibrations pretty much through their body by touching the surface that the base shaker is on. Additionally, we have printed out 3D models of the arch from our photogrammetry model, and this is another way of seeing, experiencing, visiting the arch without actually going to it. So these are different tools that we used to create our multimedia digital archive of this special and unique arch in Yosemite National Park. And this helps to preserve the landscape around us, and it also has a wide application to other landforms and cultural sites around the world. Thank you.